I had so much fun tonight. Yeah, really. You've been so great. No one's ever taken me out dancing before. I didn't know that you had those moves. Me? Are you serious? I was like a fish out of water, literally. I was just flailing around like an idiot. That's really sweet of you to say. I'm glad at least one of us thinks I'm a good dancer. I'm glad that my friend suggested I go out with you. I don't mean to start complaining, but all the guys I've dated in high school, you know, were kind of jerks. Granted, it wasn't that many, but you'd think at least one out of the three would be nice, right? I guess I just had a habit of attracting assholes. I don't know. No, you're not a jerk. That's why I'm glad Sarah set us up. After high school, I just swore off all college guys. I didn't want to take the chance, but clearly I was wrong. I never thought I'd meet a guy as sweet as you. Really? You are? You picked me up, bought me flowers, took me out for dinner and dancing. You paid for everything, even though I insisted it was too much. And now you're taking me here, to the bench with this beautiful view of the ocean, all on our first date. Honestly, this place seems like a bit of a makeout spot. Well, I mean, if you wanted, we could make it one. You're a really good kisser. Is it dumb that I feel like my heart is gonna beat out of my chest right now? You too? I guess I'm not the only inexperienced one here. Oh, hey, so can I ask you something? Okay, so I was wondering, do you want to go any further? Like, with me? Obviously with me. Duh. Who else are you gonna go further with that's here? Not that it'd be okay if you went further with anyone else if you were somewhere else, but Jesus, I sound like a crazy person. Okay, let's try this again. Do you want to go further with me, like, sexually? Yeah? Okay. I can't promise how far that I'll want to go, but whatever I'm comfortable with? Okay, yeah, I'll tell you. I promise. Sarah was right. You're just the sweetest guy ever. You should probably get out of your car. If we do end up doing anything, then you wouldn't want to cause a mess, right? You can head underneath the pier over there. Come on, let's go. Alright, here we are, all alone, in the dark. We should have some privacy here. Oh. I'm not ever been this excited with the guy before. I don't really know what I'm doing. I didn't feel you through my dress. You feel really hard. I can take care of that for you if I just do this. That should feel better, right? It does? Good. Oh, but if you, you know, finish, then your pants are gonna get all... I should probably take it out, right? Yeah. I'm fine with doing that. I'll just unbuckle your pants and reach in. This feels really hard and big, and no, I'm fine. This must be kind of painful though, right? Having something grow this hard and press against your pants, and now with me putting even more pressure on it. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm such an idiot. I'll just pull it out now. There. That must feel better. Looks like it feels better. But, now what should I do? Stroke it? What, like a dog? You want me to just pet it? Yeah, I know that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm just nervous. I just wrap my hand around it, right? Then I, like that, just up and down on your cock. Yeah, I can do this. This is kind of fun, actually. Really? You seem to be really enjoying it too, so that makes me feel good. Yeah, I feel like really dirty. Like, for once I'm being a bad girl. How could I not? I'm underneath a public pier giving a boy a hand job on our first date. That doesn't feel like naughty to you at all? When I put it like that, it does. I know not many people can buy here, but really, anyone could walk past and see us like this. It's like we're some high school couple, but I never got to experience this kind of stuff in high school. Better late than never, I guess. I'm glad that you agree. You're so big in my hand. This isn't getting boring, is it? I'm just doing the same thing over and over, and I mean, I'm not sure what else I can do, but faster? Okay. Like that? Thank you. Even though I have no idea what I'm doing, you're still complimenting me. Well, I guess I don't need to know much to make this feel good for you, right? So I don't think I'm willing to do much more than this, but if you wanted to touch me at all, I'm feeling pretty hot right now, so I wouldn't mind. I'm wearing underwear, and I'd rather if you didn't reach under my dress, but still, if you wanted to feel my butt or my breast, then, well, you can. Yeah, I am. Ass is fine. You can touch it like that. Just don't be too rough. No, you're doing fine. Actually feels good. The way you're rubbing it through my dress and panties. It's like you're giving it a massage. I could definitely get used to it. Is there anything else you like that's not too crazy? Your hair? Well, I can do that. I've been wanting to do that for a while, actually. Just run my hand through your hair and stroke it like this. Are you sure it isn't like petting a dog? Ew. You're right. That imagery. Sorry. I'll try to break the mood back. The awkward, inexperienced teenager, even though we're in college and should know better mood. I think I have an idea to fix that. Really? You sound cute. Have you heard yourself? You've been moaning and groaning the moment I laid my fingers on this thing. If I'm cute, then you're adorable. Hey, I never said you could pinch my butt like that. No fair. How would you like it if I suddenly squeezed your dick? Yeah, it's not so fun now, is it? Well, that was kind of fun. Besides, we're even now, so whatever. Your face is cuter than mine, though. Yeah, it is. I never believed Sarah when she told me that guys make the cutest and sexiest faces when you're pleasuring them. But I get it now. Just your expressions making me so wet. Not just your face, though, it's everything. My hand stroking your cock and just watching it drip with so much pre-cum. Yeah. You have to be coming soon, right? Also, you're again playing with my ass. I would slap or run away from any other boy doing that, but I want you to stop. And me just stroking your hair while we do this, massaging your head. It's all just so naughty. Honestly, if I wasn't so shy, I'd let you. Nope. That's only so much bad stuff I can say. There's no way now that I'm saying that to you. You said no. It's way too embarrassing. Maybe after our next date. Let's just focus on finishing you off. I can tell you're pretty close. At least, I think so. Feels like it. You also sound like it. Do you want me to just kiss you till you finish? Yeah? Well, will that make you, come harder? It will. You want me to stroke you faster too? Of course you do. That's probably a dumb question. Okay, good luck coming, I guess. I'm just gonna kiss you now. Yeah, you gonna come? Yeah, it's okay. Jesus, you're still. Yeah, I'll keep going. I'll just keep going as you. Oh my god. I can feel it shooting through your cock all over the sand. Wow. That was. That looked like fun. You made the hottest grunts, not the cutest look on your face. You still do, actually. I'm glad that I could do that for you. Even with just my hand? So you don't mind taking things a bit slowly? I don't exactly know when I'll be ready to go any further, but I like doing this with you, and I definitely want to do more. You really are a good guy. Thanks for being patient. Tomorrow? It's kind of soon, isn't it? Actually, I love the idea. You can pick me up at the same time. You get it in the night here again. And maybe start it off here as well. I would love that. We should start to head back. Or we should do the car. You might want to put that thing away first. Okay, let's go.